You wake up every day, put makeup on your face, take hours at a time, trying to get it right. You ask me what to wear, when baby I don't care, 'cause you are perfect.
Hello, hello, welcome, and you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Natalie.
And this is Chloe.
And yeah, we started off the show a little differently than we usually do. We played a song first, and that song was Perfect by Hollywood Ending.
Hollywood Ending is a pop rock group from are they based in New York, I think?
Maybe.
Yeah, but anyways, we've been seeing them. We first saw them in 2012 when they opened for All-Star Weekend here, and we've seen them like once every year since, and they are going to be going on a hiatus following the summer, which is
sad.
Sad. We'll miss them. This came off their new album, but it's actually an old song that they, I guess, recorded specifically for the album. So yeah, we'll miss them. We like their music. what more do we have to say right now? We have a guest in our studio today,
yes,
who
we will
introduce in a second. I guess, what can we say about it? I found Dog's Breakfast.
Yes, our guest is from Dog's
Breakfast. Yes, he's one of the hosts of Dog's Breakfast, and I first found out about Dog's Breakfast when I was searching for interviews for Avin Jogia and Landon Liberon, both kind of local-based actors and musicians. Came across Dog's Breakfast, really thought they had some funny videos, really engaging stuff, and I showed Natalie, and she thought they were great as well.
Yeah, so right now we have Gabriel in the studio with us today.
Hello, folks.
And I was watching some of your videos, and I know that Nee, who is the other host, who is not here today,
yes,
but she always has some very witty intros to introduce her guests. So this is my attempt at one, which is nowhere near as good as your guys's. But As compelling as it is informative, Dog's Breakfast is a DIY talk-slash-variety show hosted by Gabriel Carter and Nee Doe. The multi-talented duo bring an eccentric flair to interviews and features on performers of various facets.
I dig it. Can you just follow me around? Just saying that. If anybody asks any questions, you can just say that.
It's very flattering, right? It's but nice. You guys deserve it. It's a it's really nice. Great show. We've been loving watching your episodes.
Thank you.
So let's start off with, I guess, the basic question. How did Dog's Breakfast come to be?
Artistic impotence.
For people who don't know what artistic impotence means, because I know I don't.
Well, Nee and I are both, we're both actors. For those of you that don't know, that aren't in the industry, it's a bit hit and miss. It's a bit of a lottery. It's a lot of hard work. It's a hard racket. And so in between, as creative people, we needed an outlet. And so that's sort of the pragmatic answer. And then the other answer is it came to me in a dream, in a lucid dream.
And in your dream, you guys would be?
Talk show hosts. Yeah.
Second calling, I can assume. It's a second calling.
Or even third or fourth, dear.
So, on your social media pages, the show is referred to as your miso soup for the soul.
Yes.
And, well, we both, Natalie and I both love miso soup, but the real question is, what is miso soup to you? Because it can be a subjective flavor or taste to some.
Very much so, right? Miso soup to us is warm and comforting and affordable. All three of those things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the various bumps of life, it's very healing. Mm-hmm. So.
Where do you choose to film your interviews? I know there have been some absolutely eye-catching backdrops. The most recent one you did in like a hair salon. You've had old newspapers tacked to a wall outside by the train tracks. That was in your season finale. So where do you decide where to film?
Well, what we do is we pick locations and we build sets specifically for whatever individual guest that we're interviewing. So for instance, with the newspapers on the wall, our guest was a guy named Curtis Weeb, who the writer for a comic book called Rat Queens, and he's a big World War II fan. And so those were Stars and Stripes, which is an old World War II newspaper. So that was sort of the theme behind that. But that's how we do it, specifically and individually for whatever guest we're interviewing.
That's really neat. Yeah. Where do you get all, like, the props and stuff you set up?
It's sort of a it's kind of a combination of a collection of a lifetime between Nee and I. And then also, as the show has gone on, people come to us and say, hey, I've got a weird thing. Do you want it? And then we say yes, ill-advisedly, because we have a very small apartment.
Must be filled with trinkets everywhere.
Oh, right? It is.
You
it's
guys
got
are collectors too, right?
Yeah, it's a bit of a swap meet in our East Van apartment. Yeah, definitely.
Nice. We're going to take a really short break and play another song for you guys here. This is called "Lie Still" by the Caspians, who are a Kamloops indie rock 4-piece. They have plans to release a new EP by the end of the summer, which is kind of nice, but this is a track off their album Costume Jewelry, which actually just came out in April. So yeah, once again, this is "Lie Still."
I must rely.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CATR 101.9 FM. Once again, we are joined by Gabriel from Dog's Breakfast.
Hello, hello, hello.
So, continuing on with our conversation, this must be a hard question for you to choose. What is the most interesting interview you have done?
But I love them all. They're all my children. Interesting interview. Curtis Weeb was great. Avin's a dear friend of mine, so we just have one hell of a time every single time we get together. It's great.
You guys were outside for that season finale episode, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I called him up late at night and said, listen, Doctor Who, you're going to be a Time Lord. Ask no questions. Come dressed well. but, I mean, you know, I don't know, all of them. All of them. I love all of them.
Yeah, and you recently put out the first episode of your third season.
Yes.
After a very, very brief hiatus.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, with spoken word artist Mighty Mike McGee and the population drops. Can you share any hints about what's to come for the rest of the season?
Sure. A world-class puppeteer is coming up next. A world-class puppeteer with the initials RB.
And how do you choose? How do you choose where to... Like, who to interview?
There's so many different creatives out there, and, you know, you guys have such a huge selection to choose from Vancouver, so.
I mean, I think it's kind of, you know, whatever captures our interest or inspires us, you know, I think is probably the long and short of it. You know, I think that we have a particular aesthetic, sort of emotionally and psychologically, I guess. So whoever, sort of like picking a lover, isn't it? It's sort of
along those lines, and definitely someone with a lot of experiences because you guys talk for like quite a long time. It's just one take, right?
It is one take, yeah. Which can be very unnerving and embracing, but also exhilarating for our guests, right?
Just, I guess, especially with people, like, let's say they're actors, right? It's usually, like, they do a million takes when they're filming, but for this, it's just all the way one through. Everything goes.
It is, yeah, yeah. So we've had a few nervous Nellies as far as that goes, and we have to assure them we're not here to, you know, dig up dirt.
And I'm sure it all goes pretty fine. It looks good on camera, yeah,
well, thank
in the
you.
Videos.
Thank you.
So you and me are both actors.
Yes.
Do you have any projects in the works that you would like to share or talk about?
Neither of us immediately right now. No.
Kind of focusing, I guess, on Dog's Breakfast and.
Yeah. Nia is going to San Francisco for a while, and so she's going to be filming a number of surrealistic segments there. So.
That sounds like a nice adventure.
That's us, like big production value, no money. That's kind of our mantra. Yeah.
So what's your opinion on the Vancouver film scene? Would you say it's thriving right now? Or, you know,
Well, I mean, it's not even what I say. It is thriving right now, right? All the different projects that are coming down the pipe, which wasn't the case even like a year ago. But Vancouver's doing well.
Yeah, there's a lot of TV shows coming to film this summer. They filmed a number of pilots here this year.
Yes. Deadpool was just on the bridge. That was fun.
Yes. I heard, Ryan Reynolds was doing... stuff there, and everyone would go out during the day to watch on the bridge.
It's true.
Pretty exciting. I never went there. did you check anything out, or do you just kind of like hear about this stuff?
I actually heard mostly about it from two of our favorite guests, the Soska sisters, who are huge rabid fans.
They're awesome.
Huge lusty rabid fans of Mr. Reynolds and Deadpool. So,
did they have an opportunity to check it out? Or I know it's pretty high security on set, though.
I don't know. They're going around asking everybody, so I hope that they were able to. They haven't mentioned it to me or on social media. So,
the Leo Awards are coming up as well for BC Film and Television. So we're covering that. Are you guys planning on checking it out? Or?
You know what? We just didn't have our act together enough. So next year.
Is there a nomination? Is there a web series?
Yes, there actually is. Yes.
Next year, you guys.
I know. You just told me about this. I know.
They added a whole bunch of new categories, so it's great what they're doing to recognize, you know, a lot of the homegrown talent.
That's right. We're just going to take the Leos by the throat. Wait, is that too aggressive? Probably too aggressive.
Probably not. You can say we're going to grab the award.
I'm going to embrace the Leos maybe a little bit uncomfortably tight.
But I'll let them go. I'm sure they would like that to happen. We would love to see you guys there in the future.
Well, that would be fantastic.
And are we going to play a song right now? We're going to play a song and then come back with some local music questions.
Oh, local music.
So nice. The next song we're going to play is by Oceans and Lights, which is I think there's currently a brother and sister duo. They're originally from Penticton, but they're now based in Vancouver. Actually, their Facebook page hasn't been updated since last August, so I'm really not sure too much what they're doing right now. But this is a song called Rebuild the Same, which is off their album Lowercase Love, which was actually released 1 year ago today.
With all we rebuild just the same, from the wake and the tide and the pain, tired eyes looking out in the rain. With all we rebuild just the same. With all we rebuild just the same. And we're born with a war in our name. There's a flood running fast in your veins. With all we rebuild just the same. Oh, it's caving, Lord, I don't understand. These things that gather around. Where I run to with my failing plans. And storms are coming down. A storm is coming down. Tired eyes looking out in the rain. With all we rebuild just the same. All that falls apart, make us together now. If there's a common ground. I have no control, don't let me be alone. When storms are coming down. A storm is coming down. Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary June 24th to 28th. 5 whirlwind days with over 300 bands, films, art, and comedy across 30 venues. Curators Godspeed You Black Emperor Top of Bill featuring Television, De La Soul, Yola Tango, and more. Visit sledisland.com for details.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community, was born 3, they still believe, and that's a magic number.
There's There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with your co-host Natalie
and Chloe
and our special guest Gabriel of Dog's Breakfast.
So, we are now going to talk about local music because, you know, you guys are proponents of the local arts and culture scene as well, and you guys always have band or musician on your show. You've got, you had the Pretties on your show, Jerk in the Can, so a lot of great local stuff. What local acts have been catching your eye or your ears lately?
I think I'll just throw up some bands that we've had on the show. Sex with Strangers, I think they're fantastic. Some sexy, sexy beasts. Population Drops, right, just recently. Manny Cara is a local guy, and he's brilliant. He's actually on our first episode of our first season. And he is gorgeously brilliant. And then, Jerk in the Can. We're just huge, huge, rabid fans of Jerk in the Can. So check them out. They're anarchic and whimsical and dangerous. And
yeah, I think we've heard their stuff before. It's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, they were cutting Mighty Mike McGee's hair in the last episode.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. With the masks.
Yeah, I know. We like the callbacks. We like bringing things back. Yeah.
We usually ask all of our interviewees this question. Uh-oh. But if you could be any ice cream flavor, which would you be and why?
I know which I'd be. I don't know why. I mean, maybe
it's
you two can tell me.
To have a reason.
No, I know it is. I know. But I operate from such an unconscious place. Rocky Road. Rocky Road. It's good. It's chocolate. It's got nuts in it. It's... Topography pleases me. I don't know. I don't know why it's my favorite, but Rocky Road.
Metaphorically, people say, because my life is a rocky road.
Ah,
so
yes.
Does that apply to you?
Yes.
There we
yes,
go.
Yes, definitively.
So that about wraps things up. We'd like to thank you for coming in and talking to us. We're looking forward to the rest of the third season of Dog's Breakfast. Anything you would like to leave listeners with?
Well, I would just like to say thank you to you two. And as far as the listeners, if you're not watching, start watching. And for those of you that are watching, keep watching.
And the links for that, you can say them out on air. Where can people find you?
On YouTube, if you just punch in Dog's Breakfast, we're actually the first thing that comes up. Our sort of unofficial drunk, troubled mascot is Steve the Rabbit.
Yes, so the drunk bunny.
Yes, yes.
In your photos.
Yeah, yeah. He's sort of... Yeah, so if you see a rabbit in a loud suit, then that's us at Dog's Breakfast.
Cool, cool. Well, we're going to play another song for you guys, another local track. This is a track called Requiem by Chersey, who is a soulful dance pop artist from Port Coquitlam. She actually recently got accepted into the Peak Performance Project 2015.
Yay!
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And so she'll be performing at Catalano on Saturday, July 11th. So yeah, this is a track off her Grey Matter EP, which came out last year. And yeah, this is called Requiem.
What's the story of God? told some things that I was glad to hear. I have heard the words I love you. I could speak of things that put me on my back. At the time they seemed to be true. Of all the people who have fluttered through my lips, all of them girls, all of them boys, I've been fortunate in getting very close, but none of them could give me the joy of letting you do what I let you do to me, letting you do what you do. I can't come alive.
Do what you do to me.
Show me what I like.
Do what you do to me.
All I wanna find.
Do what you do to me.
Show me what it's like. Show me something wild.
Chocolate, diamonds, jewels, and all the other stuff that I'll give you and you'll give me. They're just pleasantries and don't mean anything, yeah. They're keeping us from getting straight to letting you do what I let you do to me, letting you do what you do.
I can't come alive.
Do what you do to me.
Show me what I like.
Do what you do to me.
All I wanna find.
Do what you do to me.
Show me what it's like. Show me something wild.
Letting you do what I let you do.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song you just heard was one of my picks, Chloe's picks, which is Something Wild by Caslow. So they are formerly Dubai, a Vancouver four-piece. They have really nice harmonies. I think I found their music off Bandcamp, maybe through the Vancouver tag, but I really love that song. Nally likes it too, don't you?
Super catchy song. And next, we have another song by a local group. And
but Gabriel did not leave us, so he will be introducing it. What do you have to choose for us?
ladies and gentlemen, this is Gabriel Carter from Dog's Breakfast, and it is my pleasure to introduce a song by Jerk in the Can, Bus Bugs. And just so you folks know, this may contain profanity. So careful ears, careful.
Like a bitch, infected rash.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio, and the song that you just heard was Cherry Lips by the Catherines. They are a trio of songstresses from Vancouver, and they're signed to 604 Records. And yeah, that's their debut single, once again, Cherry Lips. And yeah, I think I like their sound. They kind of remind me a lot of Lorde. They kind of have the soulful art pop sound. But yeah, so that was the Catherines. And the next song we have for you is by Grayson Gabriel.
So yeah, Grayson Gabriel is an actor, local actor
slash musician.
His recent album Cult Fave was recorded on his iPhone. Actually, I called it before an eclectic collection of punk, folk infused tracks. So this one is called Total Heart.
North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners.
Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands?
NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with your co-hosts Natalie
and Chloe. Something I didn't get to talk about earlier was my Stanley Cup playoff pickings.
It's okay because
I failed because I care. Anyways, I am now pro Tampa Bay, but all my predictions have gone south lately.
Don't be a bandwagoner, Chloe.
All my predictions have gone south. So let's say the Chicago Blackhawks.
Good thing you don't
win.
Bet. You just said you were on Team Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but all my predictions go south. So
okay. You heard it here first.
On that note, what song do we have next?
Yes,
next. A song Natalie really likes.
Yes, I have a song. I picked the song. It's called Fancy Cars by Gigahertz. They are an local electro-rock trio. This is their latest single. They actually only have a couple songs available online. But Fancy Cars is a really good song. I saw them play live at Joe's apartment last month, and
you saw them play. We saw them play live,
and they were really good.
Yeah,
super.
I was really impressed with their
set. If you ever get a chance to catch them, and they're actually performing at Joe's apartment again this Saturday, June 6th, with Trace the Sky, Air Combat, and Silver Spurs. Tickets are only $10 in advance if you want to go check that out. So they have a live version of this song on YouTube, but I'm not gonna, and it's really good. I definitely recommend checking it out, but I'm gonna play like the studio version for you. So yeah, once again, this is Fancy Cars by Gigahertz.
Thank you. play with me. I'm not your plaything. I am your king. When here I am on top of the world with you for my girl, I am a king. Yeah. High and low,
Welcome back. The song you just heard was Faded by
Everlife.
That's a throwback song for Throwback Thursday, by the way.
Not exactly sure when this one came out. Probably a decade or so ago. But yeah, Everlife was a trio of three sisters. According to the Wikipedia page, they are no longer active. Years active, 2001 to 2013.
Oh, that's only a couple years removed.
But
that song is great. I think I got piano sheet music.
Yeah, we had sheet music.
Even though
that.
I don't know how well you
can Tom Lee music.
Play
they
that.
Had all those popular songs.
Anyways, we have a couple of show listings. This Saturday, you can catch Hillary Grist. I hope it's Grist. Hillary Grist, who is an art pop artist from Vancouver. She's actually having her book CD launch at Book Warehouse at 2 p.m. She wrote a book, Tomorrow is a Chance to Start Over, Bedtime Stories, and also recorded an album of accompanying dream songs. So that should really be an interesting event to check out. As well as June 12th, The Sands, a folk jazz indie pop duo from Vancouver. Their album Beast to Bone was released in mid-May. And they will be performing at the Media Club with Jolene Bayless and The Crackling. So once again, that is on Friday, June 12th. And we have one more song.
Oh, also, there's a couple local festivals this weekend.
Music
Levitation,
Waste.
Vancouver, and Music Waste. So
I'm sure you've heard about those already from other shows. Pretty big stuff coming up with those.
But if you have an opportunity to check any of those out this weekend.
Lots of great acts performing everywhere.
Yeah, and lots of local acts. So, yeah. We do not have a show in 2 weeks. There is, I think, another live broadcast. So as far as we know right now, our next show is on
July 2nd,
Thursday, July 2nd.
And that
from
will
1 to
be
2 p.m.
in the new.
Yes,
the
this
new
could very well be
beautiful.
Our last. This could very well be our last episode in the old sub. They have a new sub now that's built right next to
not
the old
sub. Not
even
called the sub, it's called the Nest.
Okay, the Nest, but it's huge and it looks like a mall and it's.
Looks like a mall and.
Yeah. Yeah, so coming up in the next hour, there will be a fill-in Hyung. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but he's going to be doing a fill-in
he's
show.
He's an intern at CITR right now.
Yeah, and apparently this is his second fill-in, so yeah, definitely stay tuned to that. Stay tuned for that. And we're going to close things out with a song by Sid the Whale, who I'm sure lots of people have heard of. They are a Vancouver group, and this is one of my favorite Sid the Whale songs, Natalie's favorite Sid the Whale song. It's called This City's a Mess, and it was released quite a while ago, at least in 2008, maybe earlier. I'm not quite sure, but they also have a music video for this song with, like, people in costumes, like bears and stuff, and Dan Mangan's in it, and it's really cool. So yeah, definitely go check that out. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, this is This City's a Mess by Sid the Whale.
And this, enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy. And me and no one else.
such a shame how time flies.